Before we begin this fun-filled, personal, and historical overview of the world's oldest profession, let's lay down some ground rules. I love women. Period. Almost all men do. Somewhere between that feeling and the real world lies the price for loving women. It's said that women have sex for the meaning, men have sex for the feeling. If you love and respect women, and I do, then I believe her choices for herself, including her own sexuality and how she chooses to make money, are her own business. Whether the two intertwine in marriage or not is up to her. Whatever decision she makes for herself is something I want to support. I am not here to judge women's personal choices or how they choose to empower themselves. And maybe that's what this is really all about. In this book, we're talking about consenting adults entering into a mutually satisfactory agreement. Nobody gets hurt, nobody is under duress, and nobody is doing anything against his or her own free will. This book is not about the dark side of prostitution, and there is a dark side to the world's oldest profession. There's a dark side to most institutions. The tone of this book is going to be light in nature, with a sense of humor, if you will. I neither condone nor condemn the ladies. In point of fact, they will not be referred to as prostitutes, whores, or other derogatory references. The lower end of the ladies of the night society certainly teems with the part of the profession usually disparaged in literature, but the higher end of that profession, then and now, is populated with ladies who approach their profession with style and, yes, grace. From the courtesans of Europe's Renaissance period to Japan's geishas and even to today's Park Avenue ladies. The major domo of a house of ill repute is referred to as a madam or madame, and it is in that light that we prefer to cast our gaze. The ladies themselves seem to have a sense of humor about all this. They always know what the transaction is about. Money. So does, one would presume, their customer. It's my contention that society veils the man-woman relationship and judges certain monetary exchanges romantic, while outright cash payments as prostitution. My question is, what's the difference? One way or the other, man will pay. He always has. And he's ready, willing, and eager to do so on first dates with his girlfriend, before, during, and after marriage, in almost all facets of the male-female relationship. There are differences, however, in how society views the monetary exchange, and it is in that area that I take exception to the hypocrisy of it all. Though I've said it before, I'm reminded of the notion that a lady of the night will always tell you before the encounter. In business, it's usually referred to as full disclosure before the fact, how much she wants to get paid for services performed. She will also be clear with you that it's strictly sex. She's not looking for a relationship or marriage. She just wants to get paid.